Come on, let's go to the Word of God this morning. Thank you so much for being here. And let's turn our attention and see if we can't learn something today. Can you say that with me? Making the right decisions in 2011. I want to talk to you today about making right decisions. Okay? Not being a screw up. Let's get it right. Can we make right decisions? We got to, okay, the calendar just turned the page. We have a new year. Okay? Can we make right decisions this year? Can we do that? I'll talk to you about today. Making right decisions. I thought, what can I talk about today? I thought a good gift for you today would be to encourage you to make right decisions this year. Okay? If you listen today, it's going to help you. And now trust me, I wrote it, so I'm thinking about me too. Hey, Ben, I need this message. Why did God give us the Bible? God wants to help us here. He's not trying to hurt us here. God wants us to use our brain. He wants us to be led of the Spirit. He wants us to make right decisions, okay? That's what God's will for my life is. What's God's will for Gary Clark's life? Make right decisions, son. Amen? That's God's will for your life. Let's keep it simple. Let's go to the message. Making right decisions this year. By making right decisions, say it with me. Today, you will not have to be repairing or fixing wrong decisions when? Tomorrow. That's pretty much when it is, isn't it? Say, if I do the right thing right now, there's a good chance I won't have to go fix tomorrow what I just did because what I did was right. Y'all right? How hard is that? Okay? You really can fix stupid. You really can fix stupid. It's fixed by making right decisions. Usually you can only make one decision at a time anyway. So if you make the right one, you won't have to be fixing it tomorrow. Or the next day. And you can have a great year. That's the plan. Let's go. Here we go. Making right decisions. We'll talk about four people, a couple and two individuals from the Old Testament. Okay? And by the way, these were all really, really, really bright people. Very intelligent people. I mean, come on. All right? Adam named all the animals. You try that. I went to Busch Gardens this week. I couldn't name but like six animals out there. They already got their names. You know what I'm saying? Hello. So, I mean, these are really bright people. And if they screwed up, there's a good chance you're going to screw up. And so God puts people like this in the Bible. Really bright people who screw up. And God's not afraid to give us His Word and show us the bad decisions people make so that we can learn. Amen? So we can make good choices. So let's look at some decisions in these three different groups of people. We've got a couple and two individuals. Let's start out with Adam and Eve. Go read some scripture. Hang in here with me. And the Lord God commanded the man. You might know this already, but hang in there. You'll be all right. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. That's a lot of trees. That's a lot of fruit. Amen? Can you say a lot of fruit? A lot of fruit. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. So let me get this straight. All the fruit you get to eat, except one don't eat. Okie dokie. Got it? For in the day you eat, you're going to surely die. Keep looking. And the woman said unto the serpent, we're moving the story. So the temptation came to do what? To eat the fruit you ain't supposed to eat. Decision time. The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. So it's not like she didn't know there was something about that tree she shouldn't be doing, right? Did she know that? Yes or no? Okay, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes are going to be open, and you're going to be as gods, and you're going to know good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave it also to her husband with her, and he did eat. What did they say was going to happen if you did this? What God says is going to happen if you do this? You're going to die. Let's move forward. Chapter 5. And all the days of Adam that he lived were 930 years. Would you say it with me? And he what? Mm-hmm. That's it. Bad decision. Okay, what can we learn? This ain't going to be forever, I don't think. Here we go. Do right. Say that with me. Do right. What's the first thing I'm learning? Here we go. For 2011, making right decisions. Do right. If it's wrong, don't what? Do it. Let's try that again. Do right. If it's wrong, don't do it. How many got that? Say. It's the 2nd of January. It's Sunday morning. There ain't a whole lot you can do wrong. Too much sitting right there, probably. Y'all already off to a good start. You hearing me today? You even got your tail out of bed today and came to church. You're ahead of most people. So what do we need to do? Do what? Right. What did I learn from Adam and Eve? Be right. Most bad decisions we make, it's not like we don't have all other kind of options out there. A lot of fruit they could have eaten, right? Yes or no? But made the wrong decision. So what are they telling me? Do right, Clark. Keep looking. Say that with me. Stay away from forbidden things. Is there certain things forbidden, yes or no? Do you know certain things are forbidden? Do you know that, yes or no? Okay, stay away from them. You hearing me, yes or no? Got it? If it's forbidden, if it's wrong, stay away from it this year. It's forbidden. Well, but it's forbidden. But it's going to feel, it's forbidden. Do right, that's wrong. It's forbidden, stay away. How hard is this? Say. But we're messed up, aren't we? Say. We struggle. I want to help you, man. Do right. Do right. What is this going to mean for my 2011? Pop it up. Partaking of good things makes for good days. Okay? If you stay away from the forbidden things and you make the right decisions and you partake of the good things that's out there for you to partake of, that God says, this is good, that's good, that's good, this is good, well, that's good, I approve of that, that's awesome, that's great, that's good, that's good. If you do all of that, you're going to probably have some happy days in 2011. Can we do a little review? How about some of the lowest times in your life? Can I see a hand if it was because you made a bad decision? You see where I'm coming from? Say. And I know we want to blame it on other folk and others. Somebody did something to me and they all did that. You know what? Most of our darkest hours and our darkest days was because of dumb decisions we made. Is that true or false? Yes or no? Absolutely. You can blame till the cows come home. That's not going to help you with making right decisions. So, stay away from forbidden things, do right, and choose those good things this year, and you're going to have some good days. Amen? Well, my life's just bad. Start making some good decisions. Amen? Come on. Let's look at another one. So did we learn a little bit from Adam and Eve? Can we go ahead and get a little lively? Just thank God for Adam and Eve this morning. Come on. Thank you right there. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go with Moses. Moses. I'm no Moses. Moses. Well, if Moses made bad decisions, do you think you might make bad decisions? Say. Moses. Moses, the man of God. Moses wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. You kidding me? Moses. Yeah, let's talk to Moses. Let's see what Moses did. How can Moses help us? He's trying to help us today. He's saying, guys, I screwed up. Yeah, I know y'all think a lot of me and highly of me, but I want to tell you something. I really screwed up and I did something horrible and I want to tell you about it so you won't do the same thing I did. Numbers 20. And there was no water for the congregation. He's leading the people of Israel out of Egypt. They're now gone. They're in the desert. They've been thirsty. Okay? This has happened before. And he went to the Lord. And the Lord told him to take the rod and strike a rock, and water would come forth, pure water. And it did, and the people were watered and fed, and it was beautiful. Okay? Well, guess what? It happens again. There was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. You'll do a lot. You'll get ugly when you ain't got no water. And the people chode with Moses. They were ticked off, angry, hated him. They spoke, saying, "Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. We're thirsting to death, crazy man. Why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord in this wilderness that we and our cattle should die there?" Are you hearing him, the folk? And so what happened? "And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying," now listen very carefully, "take the rod." You might know this story, but listen again. "Gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron your brother, and speak unto the rock." Say that to me, with me. Speak unto the rock. One more time. "Speak unto the rock before their" what? "And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink." And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, say it with me, "Hear now ye." Did God tell him to give a speech? "Must we fetch you water out of this rock?" Was that part of the instructions? And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod, say it with me, and he what? Smote, say it with me, the rock, how many times? Twice. Is that what God said do? What did God say do? And the water came out abundantly. Did it work what he did? Yeah, look at me. Oh, yeah. "And the congregation drank, and their beast also." Watch it. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel." I had a chance to be a big God in front of these folks. All you were going to do was speak, and my glory was going to cause this to happen. But you didn't believe. And you didn't want to do it my way. Also, you wanted to give a little speech and tell people how bad they are and how bad they are. You got it. Listen. "Therefore, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I've given you." How many things? God's tough, ain't he? I mean, you're telling me Moses did all that, all those years, and he just does something like that, and he doesn't speak, and so he can't even go into the land? And the generation also, they died as well. Is that right? It's incredible. Don't we rationalize bad decisions? Say. Sometimes we get away with bad decisions. Let me show you, how many made bad choices you got away with, nobody knew about it. You got away with it. Looks like it. Looks like he got away with it. Water's coming out, the beast, everybody's happy. He gave his speech. But God said something. God knew. God said, "You're not going in." Did Moses go in? No. Okay? What can I learn from this? You all hang in here with me, please. So, Adam and Eve was what? Do right. Stay away from forbidden things. Moses, say that with me. Act right. Now, by act, I don't mean putting on a show. I ain't talking about being an actor. I'm talking about the way you behave, the way you respond, your behavior. We are to act what this year? Right. That's part of making good decisions. Act right. Moses didn't act right. Moses, he took things in his own hand. I mean, you know, he told the people off. Yeah, they were rebels. Yeah, they were a pain in the rear end. They were. But that's not what God said do. God wanted all the glory. He didn't want Moses to get any of the glory. He wanted him to speak. He didn't speak. He didn't behave right. He didn't act right. He didn't respond properly. You need to do that this year. What am I talking about? Here's really what I'm talking about. Say this with me. Stay away from the hot button. Say that with me. Stay away from the hot. Come on, church. Stay away from the hot buttons. This year. Watch your behavior, your emotions, your temper. You hearing me, yes or no? How many of you made a bad decision because you lost your temper and it started going south? Can I see your hand? Right? That's what happened to Moses. They ticked him off. Just because people tick you off, just because you get mistreated, does not give you a card just to go and do whatever you want. We're still accountable people. Y'all understand that, yes or no? At the end of the day, yeah, you can do anything you want to do. You can make any decision you want to. But at the end of the day, you're going to own it. And you're going to have to live with it. Okay? And unfortunately, you have a family. And they have to live with your stinking decisions too. You hearing me this morning? Yes or no? Say. It behooves us to act right. Behave responsibly. Do the right thing. If there's areas that you know just enrage you, that tick you off, that bother you. Screwed up. Listen, stay away from that. Y'all hearing me, yes or no? That's not always easy, is it? And fellas, sometimes we like it. Come on, bring it on. Because we're idiots. Right? Stay away from that this year. You hearing me? The right behavior, the right response. Stay away from hot buttons. Okay? What's that going to help me in the year 2011? Anger. Yeah, you're going to get angry this year. Anger without sinning makes for what kind of days? All right? Moses had every right to be angry with those people. Okay? But to disobey God, to give a big speech, to certainly not do things the way God said, even though it still worked, was not right. And he didn't have peace in his life. He lost that relationship with God. He lost that intimacy that he had with God. That's a terrible thing. So, let's look at number 3. All right, here we go. Making the right decisions. Adam and Eve, Moses. Now let's just pick another kid off the block here and look at him. David, are you kidding me? King David? All right? It's incredible. This guy killed who? The giant's name was what? Goliath. I haven't ever killed anything. If this guy made bad decisions, do you think you might could make bad decisions too? Yes or no? Musician, educated, a king, gifted, handsome, talented. This guy was everything. And David's saying, would you listen to me? I want to help you. 2 Samuel 11, many of you will know this story. It's unfortunate that David did so many wonderful things, but this is what we remember David for, don't we? Yes or no? We remember Goliath, and we remember the woman. Her name was what? Bathsheba, and we don't even call people that, but we remember that one. Amen? Here we go. It came to pass, appropriate for this year, a new year. It came to pass, say it with me, after the year was what? People still go crazy on New Year's Eve and do stupid things, don't they? Say. It's like you lose your mind for the evening or something. Let's go get drunk. Why? Amen? Crazy. Did you see all the trash in New York City? Tons of trash. I guess it's been going on for a while. It came to pass after the what? Year was what? At the time when kings go forth to battle. New year, new battle. That David sent Joab and his servants with him and all of Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. Say that last part with me. But David tarried still at. And it came to pass in the evening that David arose from off his bed. He walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself, appropriately named Bathsheba. Here we go. And the woman was very beautiful. Listen to me. The woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers. He took her. She came in unto him. He lay with her, had sex with her. For she was purified from her uncleanness. She returned into her house. And the woman, what? Got pregnant. Uh-oh, bad decision. And sent and told David and said, I am with child. This is rough, ain't it? Well, what happened? You can read about it. Basically, what happened? David tried to cover it up. Isn't that what we... How many have ever made a bad decision? You tried to cover it up. Can I see your hand? He tried to cover it up. Brought Uriah home from the battle. Gave him some booze. Go lay with your wife. Have a party, man. But he was such a strong soldier and a valiant man, he wouldn't go have sex with his wife while his other men were on the battlefield. Okay? So what did David do? David said to his chief, you put him in the front of the battle, the hottest part of the battle, then pull back. And he'll be left to die. Basically, he put a death sentence on him, didn't he? Say, that's what happened. So now Uriah's dead. And when the wife, Bathsheba, when she heard that Uriah, her husband was dead, she mourned for her husband. It's a terrible story, isn't it? It all started at the end of a year, beginning of a new year. I'm going to have a good time, David said. Worst decision he ever made. He's king. He'll get by with it. How many ever made a bad decision, but because you're a person of authority, you thought you'd get by with it? Can I see your hands? So what happened? A prophet of God came to David. His name was Nathan. He told him a story. You can read it. This is great stuff, man. Read the Bible. He told him a story about a man who had a little sheep. It was his only sheep. It was his favorite sheep. He was just a pretty little sheep. And that man had lots and lots and lots and lots of sheep. But instead of wanting to take his sheep and eat one of his sheep, even though he had lots and lots and lots of them, he took the man who only had one sheep. Killed his sheep. Y'all listening? And David was enraged. Well, the man should be killed. It's terrible that a man would do such a thing. Listen. And Nathan said to David, say it with me. Thou art the, one more time. Thou art the, your king. You got all these servants. You've got everything. All these women at your disposal, you're going to go and say, see, a good man. You're going to take his wife. You're garbage. And by the way, if you're doing that in this building, let me tell you something. You're pathetic. And if I could get to you, I'd bust your teeth out with my fist. Are you hearing me today? Yes or no? That's how I feel about you. Are you hearing me? I don't care if you clap or not. That's how I feel about you. Okay? If you're cheating on your wife like that, or ma'am, if it's you cheating on your husband, I wish some woman get you in popular. I won't do that, but maybe some woman will. I know that's ugly. That's ugly, but that's destroying families, making horrible decisions. Are you hearing me today? Come on. You don't make a decision by yourself. Hard message today. I'm not trying to be ugly to you. I'm trying to just help us this year. If we make right decisions today, we won't have to be fixing wrong decisions when? Tomorrow. So he said, you're the man. Thus said the Lord, I anointed you king over Israel. I delivered you out of the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house, your master's wives into your bosom. I gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have... Moreover, given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in sight? You've killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You've taken his wife to be your wife. And you've slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me. You've taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil out of your own house. I will take your wives before your eyes. I will give them unto your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the what? What you tried to do in secret, they're going to be doing out in the street. That's pretty gross and nasty, isn't it? For thou didst secretly, but I will do this thing what? And before the sun. What did I learn from this? Hang in here with me. That was a roller coaster ride right there, wasn't it? So how many feel like, whoa! It's the Busch Gardens again. Adam and Eve, do right. Stay away this year from forbidden things. It's forbidden. It's forbidden. End of story. Moses, act right. Okay? Watch your temper. Stay away from what? Hot buttons. How many know how to push hot buttons? Oh, yeah. There we go. Us people have to work harder. David, what was his thing? Could you say that with me? Look right. I ain't talking about looking like this. A lot of people are so concerned with how they look. God's concerned with how you look. Are you hearing me? A lot of people are so concerned how they look. God's concerned with how you what? Look. That's a good line right there. Can we say that again? A lot of people concerned with how they... God's concerned with how you what? Look right this year. We're talking about making right decisions. Then look right. Look at the appropriate things that are appropriate to look at. Okay? That's what we're talking about. Stay away from, say that word with me. Suggestive what? One more time. Stay away from what? I'm going to tell you what happened to me yesterday. And this is just the way I preach. And sometimes I get myself in a lot of trouble. I went to the office yesterday. I went to fellowshipinglewood.com. That's our website. My computer is an open book. Is that correct? Yes or no? Can you go on my computer at any time and see anywhere I've ever been? And do I have a computer at home? Do not have a computer at home. It's the way I've chosen to live my life. Why? Because when I was a kid, I was involved in pornography. Had a lot of porn. It was given to me by my stepdad. He laid on my dresser when I was 12. Okay? Amen? This is just sort of how I do things. Do I struggle? Yeah, I got all kinds of problems and struggles. This is just sort of how I try to guard issues a little bit, okay? So I go on my own website yesterday, on Facebook. Now, I don't do Facebook, but Roger does it for the church, so I can read what you people say. How many have ever responded to Facebook on a... See, a lot of you. It's beautiful. I love it. I look at our own website, and I'm looking at the comments on Facebook, and some girl's tail. Excuse me. That's the picture she took of herself. I guess she's really proud of that thing. If you're here, get it off. If you're here and that's your website, get off our website. Or take another picture of yourself. You got it? Say. It didn't impress me, by the way. Yeah, here's a tail with a string up her butt, excuse me. On my website. So what did I do? I picked up the phone. Called Raj. Raj, there's a girl's butt right in the middle of our website. And did you know he is so quick, it won't 15 seconds, that hiney was gone. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't probably. If you take pictures of yourself, take a picture of your face, okay? Come on. What am I saying? Fellas, I think you know what I'm saying. Stay away from suggested places. A church website shouldn't be a suggested place, right? Say. But you know that the internet, is that correct, fellas? Ladies, not just fellas, ladies too, man. How about places you shouldn't go? How about, listen. I'm going to talk just a second. Listen to me. How about somebody, you're in a marriage and you're attracted to somebody else. Does that ever happen in marriage or not? Say. But you flirt around with that crap. I know I'm being ugly today. Stay away from that stuff. Y'all hear me? Say. For your family's sake, get another job. If you're working with a person like that. Are y'all hearing me today? Say. You don't make a decision by yourself. You destroy other people's lives. That's just an ugly message on New Year's, ain't it? If I could help save a family this year and I had to lose three of you because you don't like the way I preach and I was able to save a family, then goodbye. If that's what it meant. Telling you. You're hearing me. And I think most of us can handle this. Can't we handle this? Aren't we? Can we handle this? All right. Son, I told you back there, the 14-year-old, to stay awake, right? You're doing good, ain't you? Yeah, he's doing good. My problem ain't the 14-year-old. Hey, listen, man, he's got it. Good. Wish somebody told me this when I was 14. Instead of putting that smut and junk in my hands. Amen. Being where you're supposed to be, say it with me, makes for what? Happy days. Do you ever think David wished he'd have never done what he did? Absolutely. Psalm 51, read it. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. My bones are broken, he said. Amen. What did we learn today? And boy, did I get off. Sorry about that. Here we go. Making right decisions. I put together a little chart and we're done this morning. Let's review. Adam and Eve. Look at it. Not enough fruit. You have all the trees in the whole world, fool. I'll do what I want. I won't die. Say it with me. Moses. Not enough respect. I do for these people. They don't listen to me. They're terrible. They're ingrates. I'll act any way I want. I'll get angry. I'll disobey God. I'll strike back. It won't matter. See the water coming out? It won't matter. Say it with me. David. Not enough sex. Are you kidding me? You got all these other wives. What do you want? I'll live like I want. I'm a king. I won't get caught. Say it with me. Would you say this line right here? They did. It did. He did. One more time. They did. It did. He did. Can we say that again so when you get to make bad decisions, you're going to remember this? They did. It did. He did. Try to do it with your eyes shut. They did. It did. He did. One more time. They did. It did. He did. So will I. Amen? We're finishing. They all had one thing in common. Hold on. What do you think it was? They all had one thing in common. Scream it out. Pop it up, Raj. Death. They all had one thing in common. Death. The decisions that you're going to make can either bring life to you and to your family, or they can kill you and your family. Your business. You certainly relationship with God. Look at it. How did Moses, how did Adam and Eve die? They died physically. They died physically. How about Moses? His dream died. Since he was young and he saw that Egyptian mistreating the Hebrew, it was his mission in life to let his people go and to take them into a promised land. His dream died. I've been there many times. I've stood on Nebo, Mount Nebo. That's as far as God would let him go, to Mount Nebo, and he could look and see the promised land. And his dream died right there. Bad decisions can kill your dream. David, death of his what? Family. The most evil things happened inside the family of King David. Most wicked things. Murder, rape, incestuous relationships. All because of one man's bad decision. Are y'all listening today? This isn't a New Year's Eve party, is it? We're throwing here. Let's say it together. Here we go. We're done. Don't what? Put off doing right. Start today doing right. Don't procrastinate. Start right now. You've already got a good start. You're at church on Sunday morning, the first Sunday of the brand new year 2011. Why don't you go ahead and don't put off doing right. Why don't you take what you've heard right now today and what you've experienced, and we're going to close in prayer in a bit. Why don't you take it from right here and move forward with right decisions? Instead of looking back, you can't, this is done. But can we start right here, say? Okay? Don't put it off. Number two, don't think too long about doing right. Instead of going home this afternoon and prognosticating and pontificating on what I've said today, why don't you just hush and go ahead and decide right now that I'm going to start doing right now. And that wrong thing that I'm doing or that I've been thinking about doing, I ain't going to do. Amen? Can I do one other thing? I know this might embarrass you. I'm not trying to embarrass you. How many, you'll be honest with me, and there's been something swirling in your head that's wrong to do and you've been thinking about doing it? Can I see your hand? You're just normal is what you are. You that were honest and the rest in the room just lying. Can we start fresh with good decisions today? Just do right and do what? Tomorrow is the favorite day of the lazy man. Let's do right today. Amen.